The Word of God is there to give us a guide, to cause us to do things correctly, to connect rightly, to do things in such a way that we will be blessed. If we don't do it God's way, He already can see the end from the beginning, and He knows it's not going to work. If we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. That's what the scriptures say. So it's good to listen and do what God has said. Obey the instructions from the Word of God. That will keep us on top, keep us in victory all the time. Amen? Now, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says, "Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, which is pride, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith." And faith is confidence in the instructions of the Word of God. It's us doing things because God said so, believing things because God said so. Hallelujah. We have to exalt God above our own thinking, amen, and reasoning, and the dictates of man. Hallelujah. In Psalm 128, we're going to read from verse 1. It says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways." So the first thing there is the fact that we have to have reverence, respect for God. Respect for God. Reverence God. Believe in him. Have fear. The fear that we have concerning God is the fact that we know that there are consequences for what we're doing. And everything he's doing is doing for our own good. And if we don't listen to him, there's always an enemy out there who is going to take care of business. If you allow him, he will destroy, totally destroy everything that you have. That is how people lose their homes, lose their marriages, their families. Everybody's scattered everywhere, and they go to prison and all of that. And if we don't listen to the Lord, things can go wrong. Now, sometimes if we make an honest mistake, the Lord will intervene and correct those things. Amen? He says, "So blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord." The condition there is to fear God, to have respect for God, have respect for the Word of God. Some people don't have respect for God. They don't reverence God. They don't regard God. And what shows that we regard him or not is what we do with what he says. People who regard you listen to you. Hallelujah. People who have no regard for you don't listen to you. They don't regard what you have to say. They couldn't be bothered about what you have to say. Now, when we listen to God and do what he says, we leave the consequences to him, and he's able to handle whatever comes to us. So blessed is to everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. So we will walk in his word. Amen. He said, "For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, and thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy what? Life." Hallelujah. All the days of your life, you will see the good of Jerusalem, which is the good of the land wherever that you are. You say, "And yea, thou shalt see thy children's children and peace upon Israel." These are the promises of God concerning the righteous, those who fear him, those who have regard for the word of God. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Ephesians, because we're talking about family. Ephesians chapter 5. Now we will start from verse 20. It says, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Giving thanks always for all things. It says, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord." Give thanks always for your family. Give thanks for your spouse. Even if in your mind, on your thoughts, you are convinced they don't know what they're doing, still thank God for them. Hallelujah. There is a role they're playing that may not be clear to you right now, but eventually you will get to know. God didn't bring them into your life making a mistake. He brought them there, if you listen to him, that is, if you listen to him, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. I started it from verse 20 for a purpose. Verse 21, people have talked about mutual submission in the home, that there is mutual submission in the home, that that is how God designed it to be. But I want to say that what God was talking about, the Apostle Paul was talking about in verse 21, is in the church. Hallelujah. And it's applicable in your home to the extent that it has to do with the word of God. We started with, blessed is the one that feareth the Lord. Amen. So if we have regard for God, it doesn't matter who's speaking. When they speak the word of God and it's rightly divided, that is the appropriate word for a situation, you and I, no matter how much older we are to the person, are supposed to submit ourselves to the word of God. That is what it means to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord, not outside the fear of the Lord. And he that fears the Lord, all right, will do his will. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So it now comes down to the home, and it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. He could have just said, submit yourselves to your own husbands, and that would still be great. But he said, as unto the Lord. Submission to a lot of people is a dirty word. It's like you cursed, you know. So, especially for the women folk, it's like, who wrote that thing in the Bible? Just tear it out and let's move on. He said, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and is the savior of the body. But you see, heads in the kingdom of God are shepherds. They take care of those under them. The Bible says we should make due diligence to know the state of the flock, the state of people that God has put under your command. So the mentality you're going to have is not the mentality of sitting on a throne and telling them to lay down and you're marching on everybody's head. Jesus isn't doing that concerning us. Amen? There are times when we are upset and Jesus comes to us and just says, I love you. He comes to us and just says something that would totally upend whatever we're thinking, and we head up, you know, and God has a sense of humor. He can crack a joke and you will laugh and you will know it was the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now, I did say that there is an Oster clause to this particular command. You know, when he's talking here, he's talking to believers. Now, if there is an unbeliever, there is a wisdom on how to submit to an unbeliever husband. You're a better wife because you're saved. Amen? You're a better person because you're saved. We're not talking about when you marry a crazy guy. Hallelujah. Because you would treat him well, that he has nothing to say against you as an accusation, but he can't stop you from serving God. That's the only thing. You know, because sometimes those who do not believe try to stop us from serving the Lord. That when Jesus said, I will place a division between a man and his wife, parents and their children and all of that, that's what he's talking about. People come, when you get saved, they don't understand why you're going to church all the time and all of that. They used to know you. In fact, they were complaining about you. Now you're doing well, you're polite and all of that. So they think you're sick. So we learn to conduct ourselves according to the will of God. Then he says in verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, there was a certain day that Jesus, that the disciples were on the sea and they were, you know, fishing and they caught nothing. After that, Jesus had risen from the dead. And so he was by the seaside, and you know, he had, you know, gotten some fish and all of that, and he roasted it and all of that, and brought bread and all. And he said, "Children, have you any meat?" When they saw him, and you know, John said, "That is the master." And so Peter just, you know, threw himself, you know, he's the very zealous guy. You know, threw himself into it and went, you know, and all of that. When they got there, it was Jesus. And he said, "Do you have any meat?" He said, "We have toiled all night and we caught nothing." Jesus already had fish and all of that for them, and they ate. That's Jesus for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He took care of his own while he was here. And when he was leaving, he said, "Father, all that you have given me, have I lost none, except the son of perdition, that he might go his way." Hallelujah. And so the man must take care of his family. He must take care of his family. Sometimes you may take a lesser job than you were hoping for just to be able to put some bread on the table. You might not put everything, give you an opportunity. This is why the principles of God are important. When you have a job that does not pay as much as you want, tight it. Even though you seem to be struggling, tight it. Because it guarantees that you're going to live where you are. So you obey God, you're doing the will of God whilst you're in the place, in a place that is not so comfortable. The Bible tells us that he that cannot take care or does not take care of his own household is worse than an infidel. He said he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. That's what the Bible says. So a man needs to love his wife and love his children, praise the Lord, and treat them well, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That giving himself does not mean any way that you should go out there and say they should shoot you on account of your wife. That's not really what he's trying to say to us. It doesn't have to come to that. But you give, you take care of them. That's what he's talking about. It's a sacrifice to you, but you're willing to do it. Amen? You're willing to do what it takes. Now, some people, it's part of it because, you know, you have to walk circumspectly. Every area of your life has to be touched. We're living in a society where, you know, the people have been encouraged to have children out of wedlock and stuff like that. Just in case you don't know what wedlock is, outside of marriage, you know, because that's an old word. Maybe you don't know what that is, okay? So you have people who have these things, we call them baby daddies, mommy daddy, is it baby mama and all of that. I used to, so, you know, I apologize. So, if you were bold enough to become a baby daddy, take care of the baby. If you fearlessly became a baby daddy, take care of the baby. What we do after we sin or make a mistake is important to God. It's as important as anything. Because what shows that you're honorable is what you do. Oh, they're taking all my money. You were bold enough to have that kid. You should be bold enough to take care of the kid. When they say stop, what is this you're doing? Stop it, don't do it. There shouldn't be sex out of marriage and all of that. You will not royally where you are sitting, you go home and do your Now a baby has come and you want to run. You can't run. See, if the judge does not get you, Jesus will get you. He that does not take care, that will not take care of his own, that cannot take care of his own. He said he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Don't deny the child if you know it's your own. You know, sometimes people want to deny these things and the child is just a carbon copy of the guy. You know what I'm saying? All right? The ears are the same. In fact, everything about the child says it's yours. The mannerism, the way the child walks, says this kid is yours. But you just deny. You have denied the faith. Says it's not mine. Not my deed. I don't know anything about it. I don't even know her. But God knows you know her. You see, we're not dealing with men. Christianity is, we're dealing with God who sees all things. The Bible says a fool says in his heart, there is no God. When you are in denial of something that you did, you are saying there's no God. I had to touch that one. Because those who are living with you, you have to take care of them. You have to take care of them. You're supposed to know what is the state of your children. What are they doing? Are you allowing them to be taught by social media? Be involved in what they do. You know, what sometimes what parents do is that as long as he's not making any noise, in fact, you give him phone, any tablet, let him go somewhere, you know, and get out of your sight and all of that. You are not taking care of that child. And one day, somebody will show up in your home and you don't know who that is. As a godly person, pass on your godliness to your children. He said that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. Now, we go over to the book of Titus. Titus chapter 2. It said, but speak thou the things that becometh sound doctrine. Verse 1. That the aged men be sober. Now, that soberness there is seriousness. Be serious. Amen. Grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior that becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Hallelujah. This is family. Now, he said to us that a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be cleave to his wife and be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. Now, he's telling us here that the aged women, all right, should be teachers of good things. He says that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands and to love their children. And so your mother-in-law or your mom in Christ, when they're Christians, should be able to advise you on how to do things. And don't throw away their counsel when it has to do with the word of God, when it's in line with God's word. Teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands. So it's not only the man loving his wife, the wife should love her husband. And let him know you love him. Tell him. So a woman who loves her husband and her children isn't going to leave them and take off. Hallelujah. So I can't take this anymore and all of that. And this is the reason why men have respect for women. They do a lot. If they leave that kid with you for 3 hours, there'll be a riot. He said to be discreet, chaste, and keepers at home. Keepers at home. Women take care of the home. You're the one who decides what happens in your home. So, keepers at home. It is taught. Being dispensable to him, and he used the word good, his heart shall safely trust in him. And you know one thing? When you do what God says to do, if anybody tries anything against you, God will show up. God will fight for you. He'll be the one crying. He'll come to you and say, I'm sorry. That's why he's a godly man. If he's not a godly man, it will destroy him. It's obedient to their own husbands that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of a contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. So we teach our children how to talk. They're not supposed to be rude and uncouth. They're not supposed to be people who just have no decorum to them, ready to curse out anybody at any time. And some parents, when their children are cursing, they're like, wow, yeah. Not Christians, though. I hope not. Teach them how to behave. Mothers, teach your sons how to handle. It's the way you train them that they will handle the wife that is coming. Train them well. And fathers, talk to your daughters. Don't call them princess so much that no man can marry them. They are not marriable. They are beyond marriage. Nobody can marry them because they can't take care of themselves. Talk less of taking care of children and taking care of a home. Take charge of your home. Take charge. Know what your children are doing. Know what your husband is doing. Amen.